On Fridays, the traffic stretches for kilometers. Groups of young men, couples and families make their way to the lake on cars and motorcycles as street vendors sell their wares.
In the past, business was bad. Now it is picking up. I work here every Friday and go to school the rest of the week.
This could be any popular place anywhere, except Karga Lake is on the outskirts of Kabul, a city that regularly faces deadly violence and where men in uniform with guns are the most common sight. Out here, a policeman directs traffic carrying a whistle, not an AK-47. Zaminullah is glad to be here with his family.
There is nowhere for vacation, for meeting. So, as you know, because Afghanistan is a warring country and Afghan people, they lost everything during three decade wars.
3 decades of war coupled with the strict rule of the Taliban destroyed almost all recreational facilities in Afghanistan. That is why people flock here, despite the dangers.
The glass restaurant had an attack 1 year ago, but today you wouldn't see it with all the people that are sitting there. Obviously, security is not the only thing on people's minds. They don't want to waste any opportunity to have fun.
Boat rides on the lake are popular. Visitors are sometimes rewarded with unexpected delights, like a famous Afghan comedian performing his act live. Out here, one can almost forget this is a war-torn country, unless you pick up on the subtle signs. Afghanistan's only golf course, once a popular place with foreigners, now stands deserted. But Afghans still come here to forget about the war and indulge themselves in the little pleasures of life. Aisha Tanzeem, VOA News, Kabul.